Today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Also, used to be known as Vocation Sunday. Not vacation, vocation. Today we are to deal with sheep and shepherd. You know, one of the most shows that I like is the animal kingdom, especially when there are a lot of sheep and the shepherd, and then you have the sheepdogs rounding the sheep into the fold for safety for the night. When I was in Riverside, we had a sheepdog. The problem is we had no sheep. So he chased Dominicans. It was a strange dog. This dog would not eat anything unless it is from Safeway. One time I came late, and you know, I had dinner already. It was 10 o'clock. I opened the refrigerator, and of course, a nice little stew there, you know. So I tasted it. It was good, but of course it was for the dog. So after 5 minutes or so, I started barking. And one priest, just it was a joke, one priest, you know, he opened the door a little bit, ajar. He said, "Is there a dog in the house?" I said, "Woo, woo, woo." And he closed the door really fast and went to bed anyway. But it's amazing what sheepdog can do, how they help the shepherd. And as you know, you have seen it, there is no better picture of Jesus Christ as the one of him as the good shepherd. Beautiful picture. It tells us the ceaseless vigilance and self-sacrificing life of Jesus for the flock. But remember, Jesus in the gospel is not talking about sheep. He is talking about people. We are the people, the sheep of his flock. Now, it's interesting to know why the sheep are always behind the shepherd. That is not the same with the cows. The Greek word for sheep is proboton, and proboton means the forward walking animal. Now get the sheep going forward, and they cannot go in reverse. They're always going forward. Cows respond differently. Cows are herded from the rear. You see the cowboys behind a herd of cows making a lot of noise to keep them moving. Now, if you attempt to do this with the sheep, they will round back behind you, for sheep have to be led and not pushed. Jesus wants to lead us. The metaphor he uses has more depth. There are two kinds of shepherds, he says, the hired one and the owner of the sheep. And the gospel makes it clear that the hired man was only interested in money, in being paid. The owner, on the other hand, would do anything to protect the flock. Jesus is our shepherd. Jesus was not a hired man. And this is important, he also was not exactly the owner of the sheep. The sheep belonged to his father. But God loved us so much that he put us in the care of his son, Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. Do we need a shepherd? We need more than a shepherd. We need a good shepherd, one that feeds, protects, one who leads us safely home. Now, as you know, every now and then, a new shepherd comes into being, and quite a few people follow blindly. He is not the good shepherd, but people follow. And we see young people who leave the security of their homes and their families and friends and follow a gang leader who is not the good shepherd. Jesus leads us safely home. There are no detours, no breakdowns, no lost direction for those who follow Jesus. John Paul II said, Jesus is no lover of measures and does not hesitate to pursue us with the question which Jesus said to his disciples. Will you also go away? Or do you want to follow me? And we answer as the disciples did, to whom shall we go? Jesus gives life. He is the true shepherd that protects, binds the wounds, and feeds his sheep. No person of fame or power can lead us home safely. Through Jesus alone, we have access to God. He is not only the good shepherd, he is the sheep gate. Now, Jesus loves us so much that, as you know from the gospel, he compares himself to the shepherd who lost one sheep. He had 99 safe in the fold. And he did not say, so what? One is lost. No. He left the 99 safe and went to look for the one that went astray. Jesus looks for us. If you go astray, Jesus even might go into a bar to find you. He goes to the place where you work to find you. He can go to the market. He can go to the school. But he keeps going and going, trying to find the one that was lost. And when he finds it, he brings it back on his shoulders and put her into the fold with the other 99. Jesus never get tired to find the lost sheep. We are too precious for God to let us go. He keeps going, trying to help the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, to find us. And when he finds us, the gospel says, there will be great joy in heaven, for each and every one of us is precious to Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand.